Today is Tuesday, October 5th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So last night it was just Mark and I and Sydney again. We've been keeping Shane, which is my parents' dog. We kept him for, I don't know, 2 weeks, something like that, because they went on a trip. And so Sydney was, you know, without a friend last night. And so she was actually, I don't know if she was, because they don't really seem to like each other all that much. And they kind of stay separate. When Sydney's feeling really bitchy, she'll jump on his head or try to, I don't know, get a toy from him or something like that. So it doesn't appear to be a good relationship. But after he left last night, she seemed very down. She was snuggling with Mark and I more than she normally does. She was just like, I don't know. She wasn't very playful, but she just had this mopey look on her face. So I don't know. But anyway, so last night I did have Throwing Down yesterday, and I talked about this on Throwing Down, but the dish that I made, I don't know if I'm getting forgetful or if I've always been forgetful. I think I have always been a little bit forgetful. But so Throwing Down, we cook a recipe for every episode. And so we did two recipes for this most recent episode, and I did them over the weekend. So I cook this, and it's a cinnamon streusel coffee cake. And I thought, oh, this is going to be super simple. Because, you know, coffee cake is basically a quick bread. It's baking soda, baking powder sort of thing. And there, it's not, because a yeasted bread is harder because you can kill the yeast. You have to let the yeast proof, but you don't want to proof it too much. You know, there's all these rules around a yeasted bread. And if you're making a laminated yeasted bread, then you've got even more, because you've got to have layers of butter. And so you got to do all these folds and everything. And it's very difficult. But a quick bread is not generally difficult at all. You just put the ingredients in and bake it, and bubbles form and boom. And they're usually really tender as well. So I thought, oh, this will be easy. So I mix all the ingredients together. It has butter and milk and flour and sugar and, I don't know, some other things, baking soda, baking powder, salt, etc. And I bake it and I pull it out. First of all, I used a glass pan, a clear glass baking dish. And I think that was a mistake, but it's all I had. And so I had to cook it a little bit longer because glass doesn't, I'm going to get this wrong, but you have to cook things longer in clear glass, generally speaking. Metal, I believe it conducts heat better, and so things cook faster, but clear glass will take a little bit longer. Well, so the middle was not getting done, and so I had to leave it in there longer, and because of that, the bottom burned a little bit. But it wasn't bad. It was just a little bit over-caramelized, as you would say. And so I pull it out, and I let it cool down, and then we go to eat some. And it's like the texture of a chewy bread. Like, not a cake. You would think of a coffee cake as kind of crumbly and soft and moist, and it was dry, and it was kind of, you know, chewy, like a sourdough bread or something like that. I mean, the texture wouldn't have been bad had it been a bread, if I was making a sandwich out of it or something like that. But it was just kind of weird. And so I was like, man, I guess this is not a good recipe or something, because it didn't turn out very well. And so I later, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours later, I am cleaning the kitchen. I think after dinner, I'm cleaning the kitchen. And I see something in the microwave. And I open up the door to the microwave, and there is a bowl with melted butter in it that was supposed to go in the coffee cake. So I had made the coffee cake, and I, you know, we watch these shows. We watch MasterChef all the time and Great British Baking Show and, you know, Halloween Bake Off and Spring Bake Off on Food Network or whatever they're called. I was like, and you're pointing at the camera. You're like, oh, my God, you forgot an ingredient. And then you're like, how did they forget? That must be staged. How did they forget that? Oh, come on. It's not that hard. They're in a competition. I forgot 12 tablespoons of butter that was in the microwave, completely cooked the dish, didn't even know, started eating it, had no idea until 2 or 3 hours later when I found the butter in the microwave. And so, I mean, it's possible. I don't think I've ever forgotten such a key ingredient in something before and not realized it. That's like when someone puts salt instead of sugar or forgets the sugar altogether in some sweet item. And then you're like, how did you forget the sugar? You're crazy, you know? So anyway, I don't know. That was just, you know, something ridiculous that happened to me. And so yesterday we went walking. We went for our walk right after. Well, actually, we went for our walk right after work. So I recorded early so that we could go for our walk and then we could, you know, I could come back and be back in time for throwing down because we're trying to, it's getting darker earlier as it does. And we discussed last week about the bug situation. And I don't know if they're still around because I was doing all this. Nobody responded and said, oh, Adam, that's a fungus beetle. And that, you know, nobody gave me any information, Dan. Dan probably doesn't even listen anymore. Unsubscribed, as Patty would say. But nobody gave me any information. I guess that wasn't an interesting topic for any of you. But so I still don't know exactly what these bugs are. But I'm assuming they're flying ants or termites. And so I was Googling, you know, I was Googling that, and the article that I found was referencing either flying ants or termites. And it said they do this, now I'm not going to remember the name of it, but it's like some nuptial swarm or something. I totally probably made that up. Like 100% made that up. But it's some nighttime nuptial swarm or nighttime mating swarm or so. Anyway, they're mating. They all swarm so the males and females can find each other and they can, you know, do their business and then have babies. And they said, this article that I read said generally it's between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. I don't know how the bugs know this, you know. Another thing I learned in reading these articles, I don't know if you guys know this, the little interesting fact about ants. But almost all ants have wings at some point in their life. Blew my mind. I thought there were winged ants, and then there were non-winged ants. I didn't realize. This article said most ants will grow wings at certain points of their life, and they will either chew them off when they don't need them anymore, or they'll drop off or something. It's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway. So, our time gets earlier and earlier, A, because I want to avoid the bugs, but also because it's getting darker earlier, and because I had to do throwing down yesterday, by the time we would have been finished, it would be getting dark, and Mark doesn't like to walk in the dark, so. But we were able to get it all done, and no big deal. We got all the walking done. I was reading this article. So anyway, nothing happened last night. I cooked eggs and rice for dinner. It was on my Weight Watchers, so I was able to stay on Weight Watchers yesterday. I haven't been doing very well, but at least yesterday I was able to stay on it. One day down. So, and nothing else happened. We caught up with Grey's Anatomy, Million Little Things, and Station 19 last night. All of those have come back, and so we watched all three of those last night, completely caught up with them, and that was our evening. So there you go. Today I just worked. I read an article earlier, though, and I know I talked about this show Midnight Mass and how I felt a little bit uncomfortable because it totally mixed the, you know, Christian or Catholic faith and the notion of communion with vampirism. And I really enjoyed the show, but I felt uncomfortable because I'm like, oh my God, this is like blasphemous, you know? And I had never, I don't know why I had never really equated the two, but I had never equated the two. So I read this article and the author was an atheist. And this author says that, that it was too hopeful and that horror should not be so hopeful and that it should have put Christianity in a worse light. It was so skewed towards this atheist viewpoint. And it just goes to show you like how you, because I, from a Christian point of view, I was like, ooh, I was a little bit uncomfortable with how they were mixing Christianity with horror. And she was like, oh, they should have been more atheistic and less hopeful. That's how I like my horror. So I don't know. Anyway, it was crazy. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.